Sitka's Bayview Pub was broken into before the sun rose on Sunday.
5:45 a.m., the perp broke in through the Lincoln Street front doors of the Bayview Trading Building, snapped the lock right off of the door.
Tony Buak bought the Bayview Pub with his wife, Patricia, in 2015. Around 6:30 a.m. on Sunday, he got a call that the restaurant and sports bar had been broken into.
My morning kitchen crew guys came in and said, "Hey, boss man, you've been broken into," and they definitely got into the big safe. So, unfortunately for me, I had closed the safe and put the latch down, but it's one of these combo safes, and I forgot to turn the wheel, and it did not lock, so he had free access to get into the safe.
Buak is still tallying his losses, but estimates that $1,400 in cash was taken between the big safe and the smaller one. Also missing is a bottle of alcohol. Buak called the police at 7:15 in the morning, and within minutes, three officers and a detective arrive.
It's been an unnerving 24 hours, but you know, you just feel violated. It's one of those things. And 3 o'clock this morning, I woke up and came down to the pub to triple-check all doors and make sure everything was okay.
The McDonald's Bayview Trading Company is home not only to the pub, but also the Goldsmith Gallery, the Alaska Pure Sea Salt Company, and other small shops. Buak is working with the building's owner to repair the front door.
We put some more locks on yesterday, but you know, at the end, you're just kind of in shock. Here we are in Little Sitka, and these things, I guess, do happen, so... And I've got my Uruguayan wife telling me, "I told you, this is why we need to lock our doors at night."
This is the fourth break-in to a local business in the past 2 weeks. Buak says his heart goes out to those other businesses that have been affected.
It's a horrible thing for us all to go through, but, you know, we somehow pulled together a Super Bowl Sunday here yesterday and had a good time. And just, you know, thanks Sitka for the continued support that they're giving us here.
The Sitka Police Department says the investigation into this burglary and others is ongoing. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.